Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 31. Hello, 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese, 我是马克。
你好，马克。Hello, everyone. 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese. 我是 Crystal.
We are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese, episode 31. And as you will remember, this is a little bit of a different episode, or indeed the start of a different segment of our first season, because something exciting has happened since the last time we were recording, Crystal. Is that correct?
对对对。
I have actually been, well, I've been to China. I've been to China to practice my Chinese, to get used to speaking Chinese in a variety of contexts. And of course, we've recorded all of the content or all of these conversations, of which we're going to be using over the next 10 lessons.
太棒了。
太棒了。Now, the problem is it's now a little while since I got back from China, so I'm trying to remember lots of the Chinese that I used, and that's going to be the challenge of this lesson. Crystal, 你好吗?
我很好，你怎么样？
我也很好。And I'm looking forward to these episodes. And that's actually a phrase that we talked about in this lesson. Just before we get into it, Crystal, can you remind us how you would say, or teach our listeners? I now know because Hong Yu helped me. Mm-hmm. But how would we say, I'm looking forward to something?
我期待 something.
我期待。Okay, so we're going to hear that in this first conversation.Are we ready to get started?
准备好了，开始吧。
开始吧。Okay, now this first conversation was recorded literally just a few moments after I arrived in China. I headed to China to meet my friend Hong Yu, and you'll be hearing lots from Hong Yu over the next 10 lessons.But we had a conversation just as I arrived, and what we're going to do is listen to the conversation that we recorded, and then we'll talk about the language in that conversation. Does that sound like a good
idea?
Okay, let's have a listen then to the conversation, and we'll hear this again at the end of the lesson, so you'll hopefully understand everything by then.
好主意。
Good idea indeed.
你好，马克，欢迎你来到中国。
你好，红宇，谢谢，很高兴认识你。
你的中文很好 ，but we've met before. I better explain that you can only use 很高兴认识你 when you meet someone for the first time. In this case, when it's nice to see you again, you say 见到你很高兴。
见到你很高兴。Okay, I'm learning already and have only just arrived in China.
非常好。你好吗？
我很好，但是我很累。
我们去喝点东西吧。
好的。
你好，你想喝什么？
你好，我要一杯茶。
好的，您要喝什么茶？
请给我一杯绿茶，谢谢。
哦，没问题，你想喝点什么？
请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。一共多少钱？
一共45元。
马克，这次你来中国，你期待什么？
我听不懂。
期待 means to look forward to something. So you could say, 我期待故宫。
And 故宫 is?
The Forbidden City.Maybe you've learned 紫禁城。
对 ，OK， 我期待故宫，我期待长城，我期待吃中国菜。Can I say that？
对，非常好，你很聪明。
聪明是什么意思？
聪明 is clever。
哪里哪里 I've thought of something else to say 我期待练习我的中文
太棒了
Well, Mark, I'm very impressed Your Chinese sounds very authentic
Very authentic Well, I guess I had a 12-hour flight to prepare for that one conversation
But you didn't have time to go over your jet lag
Well, yeah, that was straight into it How do you say jet lag in Chinese?
时差
Shi cha. So how, what does that literally mean?
Shi means time. Mm-hmm. Cha is difference. Time difference.
Ah, okay. So the time difference. Shi cha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Now, in that conversation, there were quite a number of things that we are familiar with. You asked me how I was feeling and I said that I was fine but tired. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to go for something to drink to mm-hmm. kind of build up my fluids again after mm-hmm. my long flight and so on. What we're going to do is go through the conversation in detail and basically listen to each part and stop and then talk about the language used in that. Does that seem like a good idea?
How do
we? How do we? Okay, let's listen to the first part.
你好，马克，欢迎你来到中国。
你好，红宇，谢谢，很高兴认识你。
你的中文很好 ，but we've met before.I better explain that you can only use 很高兴认识你 when you meet someone for the first time. In this case, when it's nice to see you again, you say 见到你很高兴。
见到你很高兴。Okay, I'm learning already and I've only just arrived in China.
非常好。
Okay, so I was using that phrase that I've used before, nice to meet you, 很高兴认识你. So the 认识 is actually meeting for the first time.
That's right.
In this case, what did Hong Yu say?
见到你.
So 见到你, what does that literally mean?
见 is see. Mm-hmm. 到 means arrive. So you could translate literally to have seen you.
Okay.
I'm very pleased.
Right, so 见到你很高兴.
对。
So I'm very pleased to have seen you or that you have arrived or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I was learning from the very beginning. We went on and we had the pleasantries. You asked me how I was feeling. Let's listen to this section.
你好吗?
我很好,但是我很累。
我们去喝点东西吧。
好的。
Now, we've come across many sentences using that 但是 before. It's the but, isn't it? However, or something like that. So I said, 我很好,但是我很累。So 累 is tired. Mm-hmm. And of course, after a 12-hour flight from the UK, I was indeed 很累。
对对对。
Okay, so although I was tired, or because I was tired, Hong Yu made a suggestion. Can you repeat that suggestion?
我们去喝点东西吧。
Okay, so in this sentence, immediately I get one word, and that's the 喝, which is to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then there was the 去, which is to go. So we go drink, and then I'm guessing the other part is something about something.
东西, something.
Something. Okay, so let's hear that 东西 again.
东西.
And tones there?
东, first tone.
Yep.
西, neutral tone.
Okay, so 东西.
But Mark, Hong Yu actually said 点东西.
Now, have we seen 点 before?
We used 点 in time. For example, 1 o'clock, 一点.
一点, and then 两点,
对,
or 点 rather.
对对, so the 点 is exactly the same as a clock.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the 点 means a little.
Oh, okay.
Or some. So
it's like saying, let's go and get a little something to drink.
Exactly.
So let's hear the whole phrase again.
我们去喝点东西吧。
What's the 吧 all about there, Crystal?
You know that because you said a lot. 开始吧。
开始吧。Let's get started. Yeah.
Yes. So the 吧 in here is like making a suggestion.
Ah, right. Mm-hmm. So let's get started or let's go and do, get something to drink. It's that kind of let's almost.
对对对对。
A suggestion. So 我们去喝点东西吧。
很好。
Okay.Now, of course, when you're listening to a phrase in a language that you're learning, you're listening out for those keywords. And I heard that keyword in my jet-lagged state. I heard the h, mm-hmm. so I thought we were going to have something to drink, a nice green tea or something like that to revive me. And that's exactly what we did. Let's listen to the next section of our conversation.
你好，你想喝什么？
你好，我要一杯茶。
好的，您要喝什么茶？
请给我一杯绿茶，谢谢。
哦，没问题。你想喝点什么？
请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。一共多少钱？
一共45元。
Now that is exactly the kind of conversation we've heard many times, ordering drinks in a cafe or a tea house and so on. Perhaps we should listen one more time.
好主意 ，Mark. Perhaps our listeners should concentrate to listen and find out what drinks they have ordered for themselves and how much in total the drinks cost you.
Okay, so 2 points you're listening for. Mm-hmm. What were the drinks we ordered and how much was it in total? Let's listen again.
你好，你想喝什么？
你好，我要一杯茶。
好的，您要喝什么茶？
请给我一杯绿茶，谢谢。
哦，没问题，你想喝点什么？
请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。一共多少钱？
一共45元。
Okay, Crystal, so what were those two drinks? Let's hear them in Chinese.
你, Mark, ordered 一杯绿茶。
So, 一杯绿茶, green tea, a cup of green tea.
对。
And then Hongyu...
He ordered 一杯咖啡。
一杯咖啡, so a cup of coffee. And the total cost, let's hear it in Chinese again.
一共四十五元。
So, altogether, 四十五, that is 45 yuan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So then we went on and we talked a little more about what I was looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a listen to that after our break.
How?
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, so welcome back. As you know, I have arrived in China and I am having a conversation with my friend Hongyu in the airport. We've just gone for some green tea and a cup of coffee to revive, certainly to revive me after my flight. And then we start to talk a little about the things that I'm looking forward to during my visit. And that's when Hongyu introduces this new expression. Let's have a listen to this section and then we'll talk a little more about how to use this. 七
马克这次你来中国，你期待什么？
我听不懂。
期待 means to look forward to something. So you could say, 我期待故宫。
And 故宫 is?
The Forbidden City. Maybe you've learned 紫禁城。
对。Okay. 我期待故宫。我期待长城。我期待吃中国菜。Can I say that?
对，非常好。
Okay, so in this section, Hongyu has asked me what I'm looking forward to, but in his question, there's a little more than that. Can we hear that question again, Crystal?
马克，这次来中国，你期待什么？
So I recognize the 来 as in come. We've heard that in I come from China or wherever. So 来中国, so come China, something about that. But what's the 这次?
This time.
Right, so it's like saying this time and on this trip to China,
yes.
What are you looking forward to?
对,
okay, 对. So 这次来中国你期待什么? So on this trip to China, what are you looking forward to? And in actual fact, I said, 我听不懂. I didn't understand there. So then Hongyu explains what 期待 means, because it means to look forward to. And it's actually really straightforward to use.
Yeah, it's a very simple structure. You put 我期待, and then you add the object you want to add.
Okay, so 我期待, and Hongyu suggested 故宫, the Forbidden City. Now that's actually a different word from the version that we learned previously.
We've learned 紫禁城.
And what do the words mean? What do these words mean literally?
紫禁城 literally means the Forbidden City, and 故宫 means the Imperial Palace.
Oh, right, okay, but you can use either.
对.
Okay, so I could have said 我期待紫禁城, I'm looking forward to the Forbidden City. I also mentioned a couple of other things that I was looking forward to, because I really, really was looking forward to my visit to the Great Wall. 我期待长城. And then I attempted to say something. 我期待吃中国菜。
非常好。
I'm looking forward to eating Chinese food. Okay, now in the last section of this conversation, Hongyu pays me a compliment, and after working out what this compliment means, I reply in a typically Chinese way. Let's have a listen.
你很聪明.
聪明是什么意思?
聪明 is clever.
哪里哪里? I've thought of something else to say. 我期待练习我的中文。太棒了。
Okay, now in this final section, there are actually two very important phrases or words. First of all, a phrase that I was certainly practicing on the plane because I was working out how to say, how do you say something or what does that mean? And you would say, therefore, the word 是什么意思? Mm-hmm. So literally is what meaning?
Meaning. Mm-hmm.
So 意思 is the word for meaning.
Yeah.
So you can repeat the word. If in this case it was 聪明是什么意思?
对.
So let's hear that phrase correctly from you.
聪明是什么意思?
So what does 聪明 mean? Mm. And of course, Hongyu explained that 聪明 is clever.
对.
And I said, nali, nali. No, of course not. Don't be silly. But I did think of one other thing that I was looking forward to, and that was practicing my Chinese.
我期待练习我的中文.
So that's a new word. Again, something I learned on the plane, thinking about practicing my Chinese. So 练习, to practice.
对.
So I can say, I practice my Chinese. Mm-hmm. 我练习我的中文。很好。 Right. Okay. Let's now have a listen to the whole conversation one more time, and hopefully you'll understand everything in this conversation now that we've gone through the words and the expressions that are a little bit tricky.
你好，马克，欢迎你来到中国。你好，红宇，谢谢，很高兴认识你。 你的中文很好, but we met before. I better explain that you can only use 很高兴认识你 when you meet someone for the first time. In this case, when it's nice to see you again, you say 见到你很高兴.
见到你很高兴. Okay, I'm learning already and I've only just arrived in China.
非常好. 你好吗?
我很好，但是我很累。我们去喝点东西吧。好的。你好，你想喝什么？你好，我要一杯茶。好的，您要喝什么茶？请给我一杯绿茶，谢谢。哦，没问题，你想喝点什么？
请给我一杯咖啡，谢谢。一共多少钱？一共45元。马克，这次你来中国，你期待什么？我听不懂。期待
means
to look forward to something. So you could say, 我期待故宫。And
故宫 is?
The Forbidden City. Maybe you've learned 紫禁城.
对, okay. 我期待故宫，我期待长城，我期待吃中国菜. Can I say that?
对，非常好，你很聪明.
聪明是什么意思?
聪明 is clever.
哪里哪里? I've thought of something else to say. 我期待练习我的中文。太棒了。Okay,
so I have now arrived in China. I've met my friend Hongyu and we have had our first Chinese conversation. And over the next 10 lessons, you're going to be hearing more conversations that we've recorded in China with Hongyu, his friends, and the other people that we meet as we're out and about. Of course, you can access all the transcripts and then lesson notes for these lessons, along with the video versions and the bonus audio materials. And what we're doing in the bonus audio materials for these lessons is practicing some of the phrases and also reviewing some of our language from previous lessons. You can find out all you need to know about the bonus version of Coffee Break Chinese at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can check out the Coffee Break Chinese Facebook page at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese.
And we're also going to be putting some content filmed in China on our YouTube channel. That's the Coffee Break Languages YouTube channel. So just search for Coffee Break Languages on YouTube and you'll find us there. That's it for this lesson. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you once again for tuning in and we'll be back again soon. 谢谢,再见.
谢谢,再见.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.